All right, we'll go ahead and call this meeting to order for Tuesday, July 13th, 2021. If everybody would please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
For our board members, we have everybody present except for Lori Marker. We'll start off with item number two, public comment. This period devoted to comments by the general public about items on this agenda. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. Does anybody have public comment at this point? All right. We'll move to item number three. We have the approval of the minutes for June 8th, 2021.
I motion we approve the minutes.
To be tabled.
To be tabled. We don't have the minutes.
We don't have minutes.
So we'll need a motion to table. Table it.
I motion to
table. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed?
I move that we approve the agenda for tonight, July 13th.
All in favor to approve the agenda for today?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? All right, we'll move on to item number five, informational items. Do we have a report from the Sandy Valley Volunteer Fire Department?
Kids, for the Sandy Valley Volunteer Fire Department, please, please, please. not everyone talking at once. Thank you. Month of June, we ended up with 12 medicals, one flight. We ended up with three fires, one of those brush, and we ended up with one motor vehicle accident. Relatively kind of slow. It doesn't sound that way, but it is. Just kind of an idea, July 4th, we did end up with a pretty severe brush fire that we had to respond to during the festivities, so we did have trucks being deployed on that. That was a fireworks-related issue. It's somewhere people really should have done fireworks, but that should be getting addressed. We do have some situations going on in the community as far as fire suppression. We don't have any water. Don't have any water.
I have an update.
Good. Every time we turn around, we're getting something different. So I'm hoping we're going to get this remedy come tomorrow. But short of that, we're still doing everything we have to do, and we're going to continue to do that. Anyone have questions for me? Perfect. Thanks.
All right. Thank you. We'll receive a report from Metro.
Hey, gentlemen, sir. Quick roll. Lots of days, Metro. Nothing new to report, but I'll gladly answer any questions that anybody might have. I'll hang up.
All right, thank you. We'll receive a report from Sandy Valley Schools.
Okay, there have not been any updates other than what the district put out several weeks ago about regarding masks. I think it's just certain people, yes, no. If you're
vaccinated,
you don't have to wear one. They're having a ribbon cutting on August 5th at 9 a.m. If anybody wants to join, you can give me your information and I will give it to Mr. Hadavi. The plan is to open next year full time with no hybrid, but of course with the Delta variant, we'll see how that goes. Other than that, that's all to report unless Brian has some athletics.
Athletics at this point is planned as normal. So we'll be starting up here with practices in August. And
what is normal now?
Kind of, as of right now, at this moment, it's kind of status quo. So we're going back to regular game limits. The seasons will be played in their regular seasons. So we'll have volleyball and football coming up here in the fall. And we have almost full schedules for volleyball and a full schedule for football.
Do
have the interest to have a football team?
Hopefully. They did some work in some intramurals back in the spring to try getting guys interested. It looks like we're going to have enough. There may be some issues we're dealing with grades and making sure we have enough people. But so first year in a program when you're rebuilding a program is a little tough. So there might need to be some flexibility, but we're pushing. We've got Coach Kramer is opening up the gym for the weight room for those guys and girls that are welcome to come up there, use the weight room. And we just finished up credit retrieval in summer school. Summer school for the elementary 2 weeks ago, and last week we finished up with summer school for the high school. Yeah, Ken.
The ribbon cutting was at August 5th. What time?
9 a.m.
Okay.
All right, we'll receive a report from Clark County Parks and Rec.
Nope.
We will not receive a report. Did anybody receive anything from Valley Electric?
I didn't.
No?
I did not.
Okay. And then we'll have a report from Clark County Administrative Services.
All right. I am so sorry. I usually come from home, and I came from the office today, and it takes longer to get here than it does to get to my house. So, I knew. Sorry, and then going down Las Vegas Boulevard clearly takes longer than on the 15th. So, I don't have a whole lot for you. The gas station is moving along. There's been a few little hiccups with an out-of-state engineer and developer figuring out our process, but we're working on it. I don't have an update on Family Dollar. But I did run into the developer that's doing that recently, and he is very excited about bringing that here, so it's exciting. On Transform Clark County, one of the things we were all very concerned about was that they were changing the land use categories that was going to allow up to one unit per acre, and they have changed that. So Commissioner Jones, just so you know, your commissioner fought for you and for all of us. And got them to relent on that, and it's going to be back to one home for 2 acres max, or minimum, whichever way you want to look at it. So that's really exciting. They're presenting their draft plan to the Board of County Commissioners next week, and I looked it over to see what they had done with the goals and policies for here, and it looks like they captured a lot of what we said. They arranged it in different ways. Some of it made more sense than the way we had done it. So planning is supposed to come out August or September to present the plan and give you the new stuff and get your input. So, but the big thing for me was the outlying neighborhood category, and that's been fixed. So I think that's it, unless there's any questions for me.
I just have one.
Yeah.
Would you ask Jason, is it Jason?
Uh-huh.
You had turned the B-City thing
yes.
over to him, and I've contacted him a couple times.
Okay.
I've never heard back. If you pass that
yes.
one.
Yes.
Thank you.
Well, I will tell you, though, I have a bunch of bees right now. So, I was thinking of you. I have some pictures I'll show you. Anything for me?
Maybe.
Yeah.
Do you have anything to enlighten me? I
talked to Lisa Kremer yesterday morning. She and Shauna Bradley, who is the head of our proper facilities.
RPM.
Well, Lisa's the head of RPM. Shauna, I think, is like the facilities maintenance type part.
Okay.
They are both looking into it. I talked to Chief Steinbeck, so everybody's aware, and they are trying to narrow down what the problem is. That's not an update on what is wrong, but it's happening. So everybody's aware of it, and the commissioner's aware of it, and they're working on it. That's what I have so far. If I hear I thought I would hear something today, I will make a call tomorrow morning and see what the latest is.
As of right now, there's supposed to be a meeting in the park at 8:30 tomorrow.
Oh, okay.
And they still don't know what they're going to do to try and remedy any of this.
Okay, 8:30.
I don't know.
Wish they'd told me.
I don't know why they got isolated wells away from our water source, our tank. I don't know why. When they were building the big tank, they decided to put an inch and a half line in when it was supposed to be spec'd for a 6-inch line.
Right, I don't know.
And they continue to tell me that that's what other communities have, and it's not true. They have 6-inch standpipes.
Right.
And that they were supposed to put in.
So, yeah, so the commissioner's aware of it and very concerned about it, so it's not going to fall by the wayside. We have the right people working on it.
At this point right now, just so people are aware, we are supposed to have about 2 truckloads of water in the road work tank on the backside of the park here. They're leaving that for as long as they can. Gunship Helicopters has been kind enough that the old KMI site, they're keeping that tank at least at half full. So if we do need the water, we have it. Typically, on any kind of a structure, we're going to go through about 16,000 gallons of water. What that gives us is right at that 16,000 limit. So if we end up having to use it, we're going to be in trouble even more until we can get something to happen. Sir,
if you need to fill up in a non-emergency situation, I have a fire hydrant with an inch and a half hose that half pump.
We have this inch and a half line for non-emergency.
Okay, I didn't know. I thought it was working at all.
That's going to be at least an hour fill.
Right, that's why I said non-emergency.
No, but thank you. We will keep that all.
Any other items? All right, we'll move to agenda item number 6, planning and zoning. There is nothing on that one, so we'll go to item number 7, general business. Discuss the benefits of constructing a skate park in Sandy Valley and explore ideas regarding location, size, funding sources, and other aspect. This item is for discussion only.
That was, Christine contacted me today, and she and Blake are not ready. Was it Blake or
Grant?
Grant are not prepared to do that tonight. So we'll put it back on the agenda when they're ready.
Okay. All right, item number 8, comments by the general public. It's a period devoted to comments by the general public about matters relevant to the council's jurisdiction. No vote may be taken on a matter not listed on the posted agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Does anybody have comments?
Gail Marie with Happenings. We had on Friday the 2nd of July, I had the food share people that delivered a homebound people. I happened to call one of them and he was saying, you know, there's 3 elderly people that don't have any air. This one person swamp fooder died, 2 ACs. And they were going to deal with it. So I went to the Legion. We had our Legion meeting the next Tuesday, asked what they would want to do about that. They opted to donate the 120 we made off of the 4th of July parade, and at the booth, they added another $25 to it. And then 2 of the officers, who don't even live here, they live in Laughlin, offered to pay the difference to get these things fixed and replaced. So my husband and I fixed the swamp cooler for the gal. We went and bought 2 brand new AC units for the window. And Mark and I installed one for this 83-year-old lady who thought it was fine that she'd get herself wet in the middle of the day and then sit in front of a fan instead of having any air, but we got her AC. The other guy, he was not gonna accept help. We talked to his friend, and I had John meet me at the bar to take an AC to his house. He normally only goes there on Thursday and Friday to do help around for this guy. He's couch bound. He got there, it was 104 in the trailer. This was this Saturday. 104 in the trailer. He was lethargic. He had called 911. He's currently in St. Rose. He installed the AC, but he wouldn't have seen him until Thursday. He would have been dead. So we basically saved someone's life here in the valley. I heard this morning because I called and asked if he put up a fight. He said he was almost gone. So anyway, I call it the community outreach, and as needed, I may put it something on Facebook or say, these are direct referrals for someone in urgent need of some sort. And my whole comment when I first heard this on the second was, I don't want to hear someone dies because of a $230 air conditioner. So we've gotten this far with three people now. So if you hear about us trying to do something like this, you know, I'm not going to start an account. I'm just going to do a play-by-play and see who's willing to do anything. And we've got a lot of people that are willing to give. And these two guys don't even live here, but they're part of our legion. We've got them covered. So anyway, just keep that in mind for the future. Yes.
Who do they contact to if someone wants to donate money to this?
I don't have anything where we can separate anything from our legion account yet to create a fund or to put anything anywhere. So we'll just kind of throw it out there, and if when needs arise, I'll put it out in every way I can. But it was just something very, that was a near miss.
Thank you. Do we have any other comments? Shauna, did you have anything for Parks and Rec that?
Well, Megan arranged the mammal van to be out on Thursday. So if anybody needs a mammogram, they can call and make an appointment. There's a flyer out here. And then I had a question for you on the meeting for Commissioner Jones on 29th.
We're going to do it at the Senior Center.
Oh, you're seasoned. Okay, because the thing says Santa. Okay. Just making sure.
All right.
I think that's it.
Thank you. All right. Our next meeting date will be Tuesday, August 10th, 2021. This meeting is adjourned.